Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about what brands need to know about celebrity gifting swag bags and the best practices brand managers need to follow. You may know celebrity gift bags at events as one of the easiest ways to get the brand into multiple celebrities' hands at one time. Brands of all categories can benefit from the recognition and popularity products gain from the brush of celebrity fame from these gift bags that are given to celebrities at almost every Hollywood event. And many brands covet the honor of being chosen as a big name event bag, like the Oscars or the Sundance, and having worthy talent receive their items and the press leveraging ability to say a certain celebrity has been given or chosen the brand. But how do you actually get your brand chosen for the star-dusted PR opportunity? Well, there's a few steps. And the first to this and all similar celebrity endeavors is to have the brand manager decide what is truly desired out of the overall partnership. We say this over and over, and you can hear this in our podcasts and read it in our blogs. Unless you know what you want your end result to be, it's really hard in Hollywood to figure out how to get there. So make sure you know what you want overall so that you or your agency can orchestrate that. Here are some tips to successfully creating a winning swag bag strategy for your brand. The first is to only participate in opportunities where there are takeaways. Unless sampling is the only end desire, never, never, never provide product without a guarantee of some sort of takeaway. That includes photos, social media posts, or testimonials from attending talent. Often a few select chosen celebrities will be sourced by the event producer to provide a photo moment with the brands or a press opportunity that makes the product donation all the more worthwhile. The brand product given has value that needs to be leveraged. You have a hard cost baked into anything that you give away. Make sure you get something for that. Now, the second is the screening process. Just like the days when Oprah was on the air with her favorite gifts, Oprah's favorite things, or with Ellen's 12 days of giveaways, there's always a screening process to what brand will make it for inclusion, whether it's on air or whether it's in a gift bag or at an event or anywhere. The level of scrutiny is based on the actual opportunity and typically overseen by the producer of the bag. Whether that's an actual corporate entity like the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences for the Oscars, who, by the way, don't actually have an official gift bag. They used to, but they got rid of it after tax issues with celebrities having to pay for their goodies. You do have one, though, with the Recording Academy for the Grammys, or the Sundance Institute for the Sundance Film Festival, or another offshoot who produces a non-official swag bag. And brand managers should really expect to provide 2 to 5 items of whatever product is being considered to that event producer to have a look at. And you should not expect it to be returned. It's gone, it's gratis, it's being looked at, it's your cost of entry. So what happens if you do that cost of entry and they say they don't want your brand? If your brand's declined, don't give up. Work on the core story of why your product is so unique or fantastic or beneficial or hot right now that will make it stand out for selection by another event opportunity. There are enough opportunities out there that someone's gonna love you and see a reason why that they should leverage you within their event. And if the time is spent on the spin and the angle, I can guarantee that there is a gift bag or celebrity lounge somewhere out there that if the brand manager is willing to pay the entrance fee, the event producer will find a home in the land of celebrity with usable PR takeaways that you can make very valuable. You know, your next step is going to be deciding what the product actually should be. Providing company product, the actual product, in a bag is one option, with the other option being a gift certificate. This will depend on what type of product is being promoted, and even with a gift certificate, a small sample of product is advisable. If it's a treatment, offer a gratis treatment. As an example, a vacation resort could provide a candle, a face mask, and CD of ocean waves set to native island music to tease the idea of a relaxing getaway. Many gift bags are created in order to just literally have an enormous price tag. It's for the pure media fodder of, oh my God, they got a $400,000 gift bag, look at that, just in order to secure more press around the gift bag itself. Often with gift bags, it's more about the perceived value of the gift bag versus who's actually going to get it in reality. And those high ticket items inside may not actually ever be redeemed if they're gift certificates, as the secret truth to many celebrity gift bags is that the celebrity that it's meant to receive the gift bag may actually choose not to accept it due to tax responsibilities, or they may just hand it off to their assistant. And if there's a gift certificate and it's redeemable for a treatment or a vacation, they're not going to be able to redeem that. A-list talent is usually a little more selective about what they take, while B, C, and always those D-listers are more open-handed and likely to embrace anything gifted. So decide if you only need A-list talent or if life on the D-list is all right with you too. Some events allow a variety in the level of product gifted to better match the talent range. Using a vacation partner again as an example, A-list talent may receive not only the vacation voucher, but also airline tickets to a company or special services at the resort. And don't knock those non-A-listers. Their names often have a stronger affinity to a brand's core demographic, as who they are seems more attainable than the aspirational world of high celebrity. This is why it's so important to know what the desired goal is of the gift bag involvement in order to manage internal expectations. For gift certificates, the brand manager also needs to predetermine if they are redeemable by anyone else other than the intended gift receiver, and they need to put a strategy in place to ensure a seamless booking experience by both the brand and the celebrity. Our sixth step is you need to plan at least 3 months in advance. Don't do this last minute. Ideally, brand managers should start planning event sponsorships and gift bag opportunities at least 3 months prior to the event so that the best opportunities for the brand can be researched and samples of the brand sent. Many event producers operate on a fairly quick turnaround, as I mean yesterday, and then tomorrow, and then the event's done, as they may not know if they're representing the event until 3 to 6 months prior, sometimes even shorter, which can make it difficult for brands who want to pre-plan a year or more out to align with fiscal budgeting planning. For brand managers who are true procrastinators, there are opportunities up to a week or two before the event that will still allow the brand time in the spotlight, but the risk is that a competitor will have exclusivity and the best opportunities will already be taken. Our seventh step is to secure press. Today, many event producers request extra product for press. This should be more important to the brand manager than what the celebrities will take home, as the digital, print, and broadcast of the event is the big win. Having the celebrity take your brand home is nice. Getting the exposure online, in print, on TV, that's what you really want. The media will base their stories on the celebrity's favorite items, often highly influenced by their own personal favorites, which typically are the same items that are the big media winners at the end of the day. There are also options to have the opportunity to be included in the product of the event swag bag that's given away on air on various talk shows or broadcast news segments, which might be donated to charities or part of some other home consumer giveaway. Take advantage of these golden media spotlight opportunities that they only cost in product dollars versus hard cash. And the product giveaways will pay you back. Our eighth step is make sure you write a press release and distribute it. Don't make the mistake and think the event will provide all the press the brand can receive. Make sure it's allowed and then write a short press release after the event listing celebrities who received the product. If the event allows, provide access in the press release to photos secured on site with the celebrities. Brands can purchase affordable and high resolution photos from Wire Image, as they typically cover these events, also Getty, anything along those lines. Then distribute the press release in order to get potential additional press and to also increase the brand's overall SEO and keyword search in combination with the word celebrity, as well as specific celebrities who are gifted the brands. So what's your next step? What do you do? You want to do celebrity events, you want to do celebrity gift bags. What's the best bet to find celebrity event success? Well, in truth, we're always going to say it. You really should work with an entertainment agency that's going to help you finesse these processes as well as safeguard the company and brand. The agency should have an excellent relationship with Hollywood and the knowledge of who to work with and who to skip over. Having your hand held through the planning and activation process and being provided those extras that would never even have been thought of by the brand management team makes the price of outsourcing truly worthwhile. Also keep in mind that with a slightly higher budget, there are many alternatives which will provide more content takeaways if that is the overall need and desire. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful and really would appreciate it if you would share any feedback. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.